You want to grow your business? You want to grow your professional practice? I've got 5 ways you can grow through relationship development. No cold calling. Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, it's Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth, and today we're talking about 5 ways you can grow with relationship sales. And the first thing we're going to do, the first step in growing with relationship sales, is you have to solve a problem. I am the godfather of growth, and the problem that I solve for people who come to me is I help them make an offer their clients can't refuse. Now, this could be teaching them to sell and teaching them to make the offer, or it could be me going out and making the offer to their clients. You have to be able to solve a problem and make your solution so compelling that people can't refuse it. How do you do that? Well, there are a number of ways you can do it, but the key thing you're thinking about here is differentiation. So when I work with my clients, I talk to my clients about ways they can differentiate themselves from everyone else who does what they do. You want a story? I've got one for you about this exact topic. So I work with a lot of intellectual property attorneys, and we strive to make every one of them seem different from everyone else who does what they do. One of my clients is a fantastic intellectual property attorney, and he focuses exclusively on technology companies. His goal is to help the technology company protect their intellectual property and license it. And what makes him different? He speaks the language of the technology companies. In fact, he's a former, or a reformed, I should say, hacker. That's right, he used to break into people's systems, and now he helps protect people's intellectual property so folks who are just like him don't steal it. That's what makes him different. It's a compelling story. It's a compelling narrative. So you have to be able to solve a problem, and you have to be able to make people understand how you solve that problem in a different way, or how you're different in solving that problem from everyone else who does what they do. The second way you can grow with relationship sales is you can introduce yourself by passing a referral. What I try to do when there's someone I know who would be a perfect client for me, I try and overwhelm them with referrals. I send them 2, 3, 4, 5 referrals so that they can't ignore me. The best way for you to get in someone's good graces is to put a little money in their pocket, and that's what referrals do. If you want to become important to someone, refer them some business. Now you're thinking to yourself, Dave, I work with HR professionals, or Dave, I work with accountants. They don't care about referrals. Well, the CEO of their company will care about referrals, so when you're ready to refer, send the referrals directly to the CEO. If you can't get in touch with the CEO, send the referrals directly to the senior most person you can connect with in the business. Somebody there is going to care about the business growth, and by helping businesses grow, you're getting people's attention. You're showing that you're serious about starting a relationship. Remember, the best way to start a relationship with someone is by putting money in their pocket. The third way to initiate a new relationship with relationship-based sales is by educating people. Offer to do a learn at lunch, offer to give a training session on what you do for free to the person who's your ideal client. It is almost impossible for people to turn down free education. So if you're a real estate attorney, you can do an educational presentation to real estate agents. If you're a CPA, you can do an educational presentation to an association of local business owners. If you're in B2B sales, focus on the value you provide to your business clients and educate them on the industry, educate them in your area of expertise. That education process positions you as an expert, it positions you as a thought leader, it makes you a trusted advisor. That's the third way to start a relationship with someone who could buy your services. Do an educational presentation. The fourth way you can connect with someone using relationship-based sales is by helping them achieve a goal. What are they looking to accomplish this year? If you can help them accomplish that by introducing them to someone, or by bringing them a client, or just by putting them in a position to be successful, you have to do it. I want you knocking down doors to help people be successful, help them achieve a goal. It's even more valuable if you help them achieve a personal goal. Here's a story for you. A number of years ago, I was looking to get into a Fortune 500 company. I couldn't find a way in. And I was at a networking meeting and a senior executive gave a presentation at the networking meeting. And I went up and I introduced myself and I said, "Hey, Mr. Smith, it's great to meet you. Tell me a little bit about how you got into what you do." And he started telling me a little bit about how he got into being the person he is now. And he highlighted his family. And he said he had a kid who was a senior in high school. And I said, "Oh, senior in high school, are you looking at colleges?" And he said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, my son is looking at Columbia University here in New York." And I said, "Oh, wow, that would be fantastic." And he said, "Yeah, but it's really competitive." And I said, "You know, I happen to be friendly with the dean of the School of Continuing Education at Columbia University. Maybe I can set up an informational interview with your son so he can learn about the university." And this person said, "Oh, Dave, that would be fantastic." So I called the dean, and the dean happened to owe me a favor because I had done something for the dean to help him in the past. And I connected this executive with the dean. The dean agreed to do an informational interview to teach his son all about the university and how to fill out his application. The dean agreed to teach this executive's son how to fill out his application and how to get through the interview process. And then 6 months later, when the son was accepted into Columbia University, I got a phone call thanking me. About 4 months after that, I was pitching to this company, and the executive got wind that I was pitching to the company. Everyone else was immediately excluded, and I got the deal. Now, it wasn't a quid pro quo. This person didn't do me a favor because I had done them a favor, but this person was able to surface me and my company and my presentation to the right people because they knew I was a good person and they had a relationship with me previously. Helping someone achieve a personal goal is a fantastic way to develop a relationship and to grow your relationship-based sales process. The fifth way to develop your business using relationship-based sales is to create a networking opportunity. Now, if you're looking to sell to someone and that person understands the value of relationships, I want you to take them with you on a networking opportunity. So if you're going to a mixer for a local charity and you have an extra ticket, invite them. If you have seats at your table to the Chamber of Commerce event, invite them to come to the Chamber of Commerce event. If you're going to a charity softball game, invite them to attend the charity softball game with you. Why? Two reasons. Number one, it's a social event. It's a social opportunity. It's the time for you to connect with this person and share your personality with them. The second thing is you can then introduce them to other people who will be valuable to them, who will do business with them. Again, all of these things, all five of these ways to grow with relationship sales are focused on the other person. It means you have an external orientation. Now, I've got something special for you. If you want to grow in a way that is easy and natural and will allow you to come home on time every night for dinner, I invite you to get my free system, my revenue roadmap, to help you grow using relationship-based sales. You want to download it? Here's how you can do it absolutely free. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. At that website, you can enter your contact info. And when you enter your contact info there, you will get for free my guide to revenue growth. I want you to get it right now. Enter your contact info right there. And I will see you in our next video. And that's filling in below me right now.